Okay, I have a bit of a confession to make, folks. Since I've been home from Spain, I really haven't listened to any radio. I've just been too busy doing things. I feel a bit ashamed, because I've spent the past 5 years in Spain listening to the radio non-stop online. And I sort of come home, I was looking forward to being able to sort of get my little radio out and sort of listen on the FM. And I've not done it yet. I listened to the Feedback podcast and the Media Show podcast and the Guardian Media podcast and a few of the other bits you sort of download. But I've not listened to any live radio, which is rather strange. But anyway, there we go. This, by the way, is the moment where we have a look at what is on at the Beeb. Yes. And it is Tuesday, 21st of June, 2011. And I've made a habit of giving you the a rather irregular moment, I have to say, the latest synopsis for EastEnders, although I don't actually watch EastEnders. My mom does, but I don't. But I like to read... I've sort of got into the habit of reading the synopses, and one of these days I shall watch it. Now I'm back in the country, this is when I should be doing it, I suppose. But I don't, and everyone except my dad in my family watches it. But I just haven't had time to sort of stop and watch. I've been watching Leonardo, and quite a lot on from CBBC. Because we can sort of use it, or bits of the programmes for my lesson plans in Spain. So if it's not sort of work-related, I don't really have time to watch anything. But, Leonardo and Hacker T-Dog. Okay, right, here we go, folks. EastEnders. It's the day of the Mendy, but things don't go to plan, and Tamwar is pushed to the limit. That's what's happening tonight in our visit to Albert Square. Shirley is furious when she finds out who Phil's sponsor really is. Oh no, EastEnders, they haven't got product placement already, have they? And Carol and Eddie become close when he bonds with Liam. Tamwar, oh, that's just the cast, yes. Eddie played by David Essex. Okay. So you can get EastEnders, it's 7:30, BBC One and BBC One HD. But be careful, BBC One HD is different to BBC HD. I fell for that, yes, you have to watch out for that. The website address, bbc.co.uk/EastEnders. And also, Holby City. Watch out for Holby City, that's on straight after 8 p.m. And we've got the synopsis there from the press office, the BBC. Returning to work after Penny's death, Oliver struggles to cope, falling firmly off the rails in this special flashback episode of the medical drama. Will he be able to overcome his grief in order to save a patient's life? And will the pressure finally force him to confess his secret to Hansen? Meanwhile, faced... made me sound like the bloke from the old Batman. Meanwhile, in Gotham City, faced with her estranged mother for the first time in years, Elizabeth is forced to revisit her troubled past. But when the pair's relationship takes on all-too-familiar turn, Rick decides to intervene with dangerous consequences. That's Holby City, action-packed as always, tonight, 8 p.m, BBC One. And they've also got a website, bbc.co.uk/Holby City. Yes. And if that doesn't take your fancy, what about Luther? It's on tonight at 9 p.m, episode 2 of 4. Luther is devastated by the news of his colleague's abduction and throws himself into the investigation, knowing Cameron... my goodness, they've got the Prime Minister guest appearing. Has an ultimate plan that is far more horrific than any of his previous murders. So, I mean, it's all drama tonight, I'm telling you. Watch out for that. Of course, we've got the drama from Wimbledon as well. I've not been watching the Wimbledon, but I can't even say it, the Wimbledon. But, things may change. Never really had much of an interest in I was going to say cricket, in tennis. But there you go.